Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Megan Lynch. Today is Thursday, June 5th. Tornado sirens were the last thing many residents wanted to hear Wednesday afternoon, as many are still picking up their lives from the last twister. Weather officials saying it's likely a tornado touched down in the Chesterfield-Wildwood area, but no major damage was reported aside from a few downed trees and damaged siding. Several thousand Ameren customers were without power for several hours during the storm. Some areas in the region received up to 4 inches of rain.
This is Brad Choate. There was no preceding tornado watch. The tornado warning came out about 10 minutes until 3. Fox 2 photojournalist Dave Sharp was in eastern St. Charles County and saw the storm change directions. He braced himself against a building as the skies opened up.
All of a sudden, it started coming in from the north and got absolutely soaked. It just turned, changed directions at the drop of a hat. It was like somebody flushed and it was on.
The May 16th tornado was the worst to hit St. Louis since Joplin in 2011. Back then, a federal disaster declaration came the next day. This time, Missouri's still waiting. Governor Mike Kehoe formally requested aid May 26th. Under the Trump administration, past declarations have taken more than a month or have been denied. Mr. Trump has floated pushing disaster costs onto states, even scrapping FEMA. Democratic State Senator Brian Williams says he's not optimistic that federal help is coming. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey says scam artists are waiting to pounce on victims of the May 16th tornado that hit the St. Louis area.
Individuals will contact you by text, by phone, by email. They will be on foot in your communities. And that's why it's so important, again, before you agree to any repairs or to any contracts, that you reduce those to writing and that you do your homework to make sure you're partnering with a legitimate business enterprise.
Bailey told Missouri Net complaints can be filed through his website, ago.mo.gov. The Missouri Senate has approved a multi-billion-dollar pitch to keep the Chiefs and Royals in the state. Senate Bill 3 would let the state cover up to half the cost of building or renovating stadiums, up to $1.5 billion over 30 years. Supporters say it protects $2 billion in annual economic activity and 13,000 jobs. They say the funding would come from stadium-generated taxes and not from paychecks of workers. Kansas has offered to cover 70% of stadium costs, but that deal expires soon. The legislation now heads to the Missouri House. Questions swirling around the fate of St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. The latest controversy involves him threatening to stop transporting detainees to the hospital.
KMOX talked with Alderman Rasheen Aldridge, budget chairman, about Montgomery's threat.
I think his action of abruptly saying, I'm just going to stop transport, required him to come back in front of the legislative body, the board aldermen, and explain why and what's going on. I'm glad after our talk him leading up to that meeting, he committed not to not transport people.
Now, Aldridge says the sheriff's office is around $600,000 over budget, and it's important to know why this is happening and making sure it doesn't happen again. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
The St. Louis County Council is subpoenaing 11 people tied to the county animal shelter. They want answers after a parvovirus outbreak led to the deaths of 19 dogs and the shelter failed state inspections. The APA, which used to run the shelter, pulled out of its contract earlier this year. Lawmakers say they're not getting enough information from health officials. Customers have slowed to a drip at a coffee shop in Jefferson County.
This is Stuart McMillan at Star Cafe on Seckman Road in Imperial, where owner Melissa Schnabel believes road construction on Oldley Mayferry Road has caused a dip in sales.
Instead of like a 6-minute route, it takes about 20 minutes just to get here. And we lost 30% the day that they shut it down consistently for 14 days.
With Jefferson County working on the road through August, Melissa says she decided to go to Facebook to be honest with customers to say they were struggling. The response? Sales have jumped in just a few days since posting. Star Cafe isn't the only one having trouble getting door swings because of road construction. O'Connell's Pub posted on Facebook that they've seen a 20% hit in sales as work continues on the Kings Highway Bridge.
Midwest Dreams Music Festival, originally scheduled for this past weekend at Worldwide Technology Raceway, the Electronic Dance Music Fest, was postponed until November. Now festival organizers are being sued over unpaid loans. It's not clear if promised artists will even be performing. That's according to the Business Journal. A lawsuit was filed last week in St. Louis County Circuit Court by two investors in the festival who liked the promise to headliners but say the festival actually had no contract with any of the artists. They also say the organizers tried using the tornado as a reason to postpone, even though there was no damage to the venue.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.